Thanks for tuning in. This has been an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. And take care of yourselves, folks. Have a great night.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, you're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Today, we have a special episode with Professor David Shumway of the Literature Department at Carnegie Mellon University. He studies film. Thanks for coming on the show, Professor.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so you could tell us a little bit about yourself to get us started.
Well, I've been writing and studying about film since my days in graduate school at Indiana University in the 1970s.
Hey, everyone. This is DJ Chris Wired. Breakfast for Dinner is off this week. I will be back next week with a new show. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this, and thanks for listening.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this state.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, everybody. We're Steel Yams. We're a little student group on campus. Yeah, we like to jam. Dion's fist pumping. We're here with WRCT Pittsburgh. Whoa! Whoa! This is so exciting. Yeah, John is very excited. So we're going to play a little Cleo Soul jam song. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cleo Soul, but she makes really good neo soul slash like folky, very like earthy girl vibes. Yeah, and we don't have our singer with us today, so Dion's gonna take lead, and then we kind of just jam over the rest of the song. It's very freeform, so it will not sound like the beginning at all, but that's okay, because that's lucky what we do, because we have ADHD, and we just get bored. Okay, take it away, David. Thank you. that was, started off as Cleo Soul, and then it ended in a song that Dion wrote. He has his best visions at night, I believe, is when he wrote it, and then we played it one time. We only practiced that one time, at least the second part, so it was mostly free form. But yeah, a little process of how we jam. We'll start with a groove, and then, at least from my perspective as a drummer, I listen for when David changes his bass line, and then I try to make a groove that fits better with whatever bass line he's doing. And then, typically, Dion will be in control of, like, the chord progressions and where we're going. John always has got, like, a lick up his sleeve. I feel like he's got the licks, a nice little rhythm guitarist. But you'll see him, you'll hear him solo more. But definitely, David and Dion definitely soloed the most in that song. And the type of groove we were doing was Dilla. I don't know if you know Jay Dilla. He's a famous producer. And he came up with that swing. It's like a quintuplet. So it's like a, where I'm playing in like a swinged, it'd be like I'm playing five notes instead of four in the typical bar. And it sounds cool over everything else, and it sounds cool in like a more hip-hop-ish groove. So yeah, now we're gonna do, what are we gonna do?
Some jazz.
We're just gonna do some jazz, I guess. We're gonna do a song. This is a song that Dion and I wrote. It has different time signatures, so it starts in 4, and then it goes to 5/4, and then it goes to 6/4, and then it goes back into 4/4. So you will hear that if it sounds, the one isn't right where it's supposed to be. That's why. Yeah, it's a good time. This is there's no name for the song. It's just like wacky song or whatever. Okay.
Thank you.
that was fun. We actually literally played that song once for Battle of the Bands and then never played it again. So that was our first time playing it in a minute. But it was fun. It sounded fun. We have an Instagram. It's steel.yams, and there's like with a Z. Okay, steel.yams with a Z. Yeah, and you'll see an AI generated picture of a potato, and that's the yam. It's
we changed it.
Never mind. There's a different picture. Just forget that I said that. It's a drawing. Oh yeah, somebody drew us. It's that, which is way cooler anyways. Let's just move on. So now we're going to do... Yeah, okay. We're gonna bring it back to the mid-2000s with a song by Childish Gambino called Redbone. Thank you. That was Redbone by Childish Gambino. And then Keys took a solo by Dion. And then John took a solo on the guitar. And then David made it nice and funky with the bass. Yeah. So now we're going to play a song by Stevie Wonder. Yeah, we actually played it yesterday for Earth Day. Shout out Earth Day. Help the planet. If you feel like it. So this is by Stevie Wonder. It's Isn't She Lovely? Right? Isn't She Lovely? It's a chill song. It's nice and swung. It's like a nice little shuffle. I think he wrote this about his daughter. We don't have children, thank God. I don't think y'all have children, do you? Yeah, so we're chilling. Again, we're still Yams. Follow our Instagram, steel.yams with a Z on Instagram. We have an Instagram. You know. Yeah. Whatever. Are you guys ready? I was just rambling for a second because they were getting ready. Okay, let's go.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. A little bit info on IMO. We met, our band met at IMO jam session at the beginning of the semester. So we only had a semester to play together. What does it stand for? Yeah, okay. So IMO is Independent Musician Organization, which basically means that students not necessarily affiliated with like a jazz band or music majors or part of like music clubs on campus still have a space to play music and express themselves. It's been really cool. They have a lot of cool events. The last thing that just happened was hackathon. Hack a song. And then before that, they had, we played at Carnival, and we also played at Mr. Roboto, which was a pretty cool place, cool vibes. Yeah, and then we met, we like jammed together for the Battle of the Bands, and that was really cool. It was cool to meet all the other bands too and see like which groups have come together, especially like on a Saturday when we have jams, you kind of just mix with everybody, so it's cool to see which bands like formed like a solid thing and hear different music styles. Yeah, and it's a really cool experience. I know for me, it's been fun to see and, like, learn other bands' songs. So then when I come and support, we can, like, sing each other's songs now, and that's really fun. Yeah, so that's a little bit about IMO. Yeah, we're going to play two more songs. Yeah, okay, so we're going to do one last little funky jam for you, and then we're going to finish with our big banger of a song that Dion wrote. Yeah, so we're going to just funk it up, I guess. I'll explain a little bit of what's happening right now. Dion and John are figuring out chords and stuff like that. And yeah, then we'll figure out a time, what tempo we want to do it. Okay, Dion's just gonna start playing, so.
Thank you.
that was our little funky jam. Yeah, now we're going to play a Dion song. We do have words to it, but it doesn't matter because it's a vibe and you just sing what's in your heart. Okay, we're Steel Yams. Thank you, WRCT, for having us. It's been a pleasure. It's been really fun. It's been a great experience. Yeah, and have a good night.
WRCT Pittsburgh. welcome to this Independence Day weekend edition of Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I hope you are having a good one. You just heard the Shazam with It's Doomsday, Honey, which maybe kind of feels like lately. But anyway, enough of the politics. We got more music coming up here, basically July 4th-ish.